Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie in the middle. And we got so much stuff going on. But of course, the biggest and the baddest that's coming May 31st. We're talking about the Mary Mary Go Get It concert. And I've got the ladies on the phone, Erica and Tina. Hey, guys.
Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How y'all doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, Lord. Amen. That's a good answer. I like that answer.
That's what we're supposed to say. I believe that that's what it is, too. How about that?
Man, yeah, that's my truth, though. It sounds nice and good and spiritual, but it is my truth.
That's my truth as well. Now, there's so much we could talk about, but you're coming here, first of all, for the Mary Mary Go Get It concert. Leandria Johnson, Joshua Rogers, it's going to be at Byrne Auditorium at Winthrop University on Saturday, May 31st. Tell us a little bit about all this good stuff.
We are bringing our band, we're bringing ourselves, we're bringing our God, and we plan on pouring our hearts out on the stage. Every time we have an opportunity to give what God has given us, we count it a privilege, and all we want to do is go into worship and praise and give God the best that we have to offer, and hopefully everybody in the city will join in.
Well, and everybody in the city is going to join in. Part of the reason you're not on tour is because all this other stuff you got going on, Erica. You got a solo album. You got the reality TV thing going on. Lots of stuff is going on.
And I just got a call this morning and found out I was nominated for a BET award, and record is number one for another week, so I'm on cloud 10, and the fact that I get to still do Mary Mary and that, it's really a God thing.
Wow.
Because, so many people told me, you shouldn't do it, it's too much, you can't do it, and I felt like the weight of the responsibility that we have as Mary Mary was very powerful, and I just didn't feel like God was telling me to just totally shut that down. And so to be able to do both is really, really a blessing.
Well, and I think he's graced you guys to really be able to handle a lot on your plate. Tina, what you got going on?
Well, actually, I haven't been going as much as Erica has. Erica's on tour. Erica's in three countries a day.
Right.
Tina's at the house. But while I'm here, I've been seeking God and praying and studying like crazy. And God is just placing so much inside of me. I've written a book over time. Completed music for a record that God gave me that I wasn't looking for and didn't actually want, but he gave it to me.
So I told y'all she was going to do a record.
I didn't know. God must have told her something he didn't tell me, because I was like, I'm good. I'm chilling. You go forth in Jesus' name. I'm going to be at the crib chilling, trying to make sure home is what it needs to be first before I go into the world. And God has just literally blessed me and given me stuff here.
Well, I'm excited about that. So we get the best of all worlds. We get Mary Mary, and then we get Mary, and then we get Mary. So I'm
I love that.
I am excited about that because, you did your good singing on that Pastor McClurkin album, ma'am. That was all right. And Erica, we are really, really enjoying the project. Now, reality show, of course, lots and lots of stuff going on. And I tell you guys every time I get a chance, I just want to thank you for sharing and bearing your lives. And I told Google just a couple of weeks ago, there's really no other way of saying it and not embarrassing us.
This is Tina. I just want to say that who knew? Who knew what God's ultimate plan was when we started doing this show? I mean, I signed up because I got sick of people always referring to us as not normal. And I was like, just like our music goes into very non-traditional spaces to present the gospel to people who ain't checking for it, I think our lives should even show that same accessibility to God, because people think you got to be perfect or that you have a perfect life and that you're something from out of space somewhere, that you don't deal with normal stuff.
Right.
And so we just wanted to show that we are normal, but God is our source of strength. If we get it wrong, we work to get it right. We mess up, we come back to God, and we're always at his feet, trying to please him with our lives, even though we don't always get it right. And hopefully people have seen that. Maybe we mess up. Maybe we don't make all the right decisions. Maybe everything is not what everybody thinks it should be, but we're true to ourselves and we're true to our God. And when we get it wrong, we go back to him to get it right. If people see that, then God be the glory.
I think it's a bit of a double standard, because if you don't show that, people say they don't know what goes on in real life. They don't know how, but then when you do it, then they go,
Melanie, I think all of this has given total validity to the music that we sing.
Absolutely.
People saw us singing Shackles and, Can't Give Up and Yesterday, and they think, oh, look at them cute girls. Look at them cute little girls. They don't know nothing.
Right.
And now you say, you see the struggle. But it felt like that when we meet people, they give you kind of that little pat on the shoulder, like, oh, that's so cute. And now we're getting phone calls and emails and messages from people really crying out for help and asking us how we do it. I wish I could give you a how-to plan.
Right.
It's only through the grace of God. It has only been through the grace of God that we have been able to sustain and do this and still have a love for God and a love for life and a love for people.
Because sometimes you can make it through, and you can be so bitter and mean and ugly and hateful. I love, you know, my gospel artist friends, but some of we ain't all happy doing what we do.
Amen.
You
sometimes
get broken and bitter, and you have to find your way to happy. It is not automatic, and I think people are able to see that through the show, that we still laugh and we still love each other. And, you know, me and Tina still work through our differences. And we're, at the end of the day, we're sisters, we're family, and we're women who love God and love our family.
And I saw something really strange happen, Tina, when going through your whole process. I thought it was really strange that people almost took offense to you taking your part of the responsibility. And I thought that was so strange. What in the world was that about?
Do I care? Do I care?
We know you don't care.
If I cared about what people thought, I wouldn't have told my own story. Didn't nobody expose me? This didn't come out of the closet.
And that's what I love.
With my own story. So that should tell everybody, I don't care what anybody thinks of me, really. I care about what God thinks of me. I care about being my best representation for myself, my God, and my family. If I do that, I really don't care what anybody else thinks. And I think God gave me that for a reason, because I genuinely could care less what anybody said. I told because I wanted to tell. I told because I wanted to be free. And guess what? As busted and as toe up as it was, I'm free. You know why? Because I let it go. I stopped what if somebody find out? I'm going to be so ashamed. I'm going to be so embarrassed. So I did shame. I did embarrassment. I did humiliation. And I'm done with it.
And now you got victory.
No, everybody laugh. I'm a laugh, too. It happened. Oh, my God, girl, don't you feel? I felt that. But I'm done with it because I gave it to God, and he took it. You know, I'm okay with whoever thinks. You can't fix a problem. If there's two components to a problem, you've got to fix the two components. I did not cheat on my husband. I did not cause my husband to cheat on me. I was not lacking as a woman in any kind of way. We just both had issues as people.
Right.
He dealt with his issues by running to that to make him feel better about whatever his issues was. I hid in what I was doing, but I also had a bunch of issues that were not dealt with. So we had to think of, if we will ever have a happy marriage, we ain't going to fix one person and have happy. Both of these people got to be fixed. And so we ran to God, and we didn't say, God, fix this. We said, God, fix us. And if you fix that in the process, that's cool. But fix us first, because we'll never be happy unless we are right. So that's what we did, and I'm okay that the whole world got to see that, because you got to see me burning up, looking all tore up. Now all I can say is watch me shine.
Watch you shine. And this is a crazy thing. I was there. Wait a minute. So we're in the Bahamas, and we're at the birthday party, and I had no idea all of this was going on. My husband and I are there. I think we rode over there in the car with Teddy and Tina. I had no idea all of this was going on until the show came out. And then that brings me to a whole other point. Thank y'all for keeping Gospel Media even on TV. We know y'all don't have to do that. You're doing huge things. We could end up on the cutting room floor. So thank you for sharing with us. And I know that has to be intentional and deliberate on behalf of somebody, because
we wanted to make sure that people see our world.
And I appreciate
it. A lot of times people get into media to be a part of the mainstream world, but I think, you know, the mainstream media needs to see how we roll and what we do in our circle and our concerts and our people and how impactful it is and how meaningful it is and how it is so beneficial, because, you know, from a business perspective, you know, they think we just go to church and that's it. So it allows us to expand and grow. And so when they see our radio stations and they see, you know, our personality, it helps us all grow. You know what I mean? But, you know, back to what you were saying about Team and Teddy, they weren't supposed to be rolling in the floor punching each other in the face.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you want to know, and how about I tell you some honest to God truth? That trip that started off so beautiful ended in hell.
Right.
It did. It started off amazing and hopeful and fighting and standing for the Lord, and we gonna stand together, but it ended horribly, because more of those truths that I was finding out started there. So I went all the way backwards, but that's not the bottom line. The bottom line is I failed some days, but I kept on fighting.
Absolutely.
I felt hopeless some days, but I decided to keep on hoping. I felt like I couldn't do it some days, but I decided to keep pushing. The same thing with my husband. That's a lot to walk through this embarrassment and shame and watch the whole world see you. Like, for my husband to have to sit up and watch, you know, everybody hates me because of this. That's a whole lot to have to do that.
Right.
But we decided we were not going to quit. We were not going to succumb to the pressure. We were not going to sit up here and let our lives be lost, because we do have hope. Yeah, Melanie, can I jump in? Can I say
Absolutely.
This? And it's not like when Tina and Teddy come around, all the sisters and
brother-in-law is throwing rocks at Teddy, we put our arms around him, we all forgive. We all move forward.
Yeah.
And we all accept. We didn't want the kids to suffer. We didn't want this weird, odd energy to be around because we are a family. And sometimes families fall, and sometimes they get broken, but God repairs. And everybody has to be a part of that repairing.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times you have churches and people, and you have, you know, maybe the pastor and wife had an issue, and everybody in the church looking at them crazy. No, everybody needs to forgive and love, and that's how we heal. That's how the body of Christ grows. And we had our conversations with Teddy.
They sure did. They told him, look here, we don't like this, and I feel like socking you in your throat. You know what I'm saying? Choking you. But you know what? I'm not going to do that. But I'm very tempted to do that. But I'm not going to do that. But you got to give me some space before I can just kind of deal with you.
Right.
I love you, but go on. Cause I can't take this for a minute. I do love you. And it stood by, and guess what? During the process, I hated it because I was thinking, who y'all down with? What blood running through y'all veins? Ain't we acting? When I'm mad, y'all mad. When I hate, y'all hate. When I'm a fool, y'all a fool. That's how I thought during the process. I wanted everybody to roll with me.
Don't
if I felt like forgiving, y'all forgive. If I feel like hating, y'all hate. Whatever I am on any given day, y'all follow me. But they wouldn't do that.
Right.
And in the process, I was mad at them for it. But now I'm so grateful that I didn't have a bunch of fools in my family that helped me to be a bigger fool, that helped me to be hateful, that literally disregarded their God
right.
and fell into hatred just because I was hurt, because that ain't the will of the Lord for them. I'm hurt, and so now everybody be hurt, everybody be mad. That ain't God's will.
They're
supposed to pull me out, and that's just what they did. And they pulled him out. So, you know, I'm grateful for a godly family, not a perfect family,
right.
but a godly family. And they held to their faith no matter what, even when I was opposing them, because I went off on everybody like, really? Ain't nobody going to act a fool with me? Ain't nobody down with Tina? And they was like, look, Tina, we love you, but you're going to be forgiven tomorrow. Just hold on and you'll be back on our team tomorrow, you know? They helped me along my way.
I always end back up a thank you with y'all because, I mean, it is really the reality of Mary and, you know, walking through every step of it. And again, I mean, I have been divorced. And so I know that thing where you're looking for a reference point that reflects what the Bible said when you're going through the hard thing and people telling you, stab them, burn the house down. And you're like, wait a minute, that's not what I'm supposed to. I know that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. So I appreciate that's what I want to do. But then you got to check that. But you have more people, and I mean church folks, telling you to do stuff that doesn't line up with what you know you're supposed to be doing because your flesh and your emotions get all kind of in the way. And it's okay to feel those things. But I heard Tony Evans say it relative to something else the other day. All of that stuff has to come subject to the lordship of Jesus Christ at some point.
Right.
And so
my family brought it all into subjection to the will of the Lord. Now, I do got a couple convicts in my family that gave me encouragement to do a couple of other things and was kind of going to collapse with me on a little bit of my foolishness. Guess what? I'm gonna tell you this, and this is a big testimony. I was making some arrangements to do some really ungodly things.
Everybody needs one.
No. Here's my point, though. I'm not gonna do that, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. I was making some plans to do some really crazy stuff because I was like, they gonna feel it for messing with me. They shouldn't. That they picked the wrong chick. So I'm planning to act a fool. But God, while I'm planning to act a fool, I kept praying and saying, God, if you don't help me, I'm going to snap and I'm going to embarrass you and the whole gospel community. You got to help me.
Right.
Now, I'm planning to be a fool, but I'm praying to God for help.
Right.
I'm planning my foolishness, but I'm saying, God, if you could change my mind, change my heart, I'm too broken, and if you don't give me my mind back, it's gone, and I'm going to do this crazy stuff. So as I'm crying out to him while I'm planning my foolishness, he's hearing that I'm actually sincere, even though it sounds like utter schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
So he would change my heart through the night. Through the day, I was a fool. Through the night, he would change my heart, and I would wake up different. And so I called and made changes to all of the foolishness that I was planning. And some of the people that literally would have helped to facilitate my foolishness said, I'm glad you did that. I didn't want to see you go out like that. I didn't want to see you lose your way like that. Now, here it is, the devil about to help me sin, telling me, I'm glad that you held on to your faith. Don't tell me what God won't do in the middle of the craziest, horrible situation. God is able to encourage me that's acting a fool by somebody who is faithless and godless and tell me, hold on to your God. It's better that way. This ain't the right way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm so grateful that the God that is in my family, even the ones that might have decided to not really practice this thing, they still believe this is the better way, even though it's a little harder and challenging. And so God was finding ways to encourage me and keep me sane through this whole entire process. And all I can tell anybody, if you go, and Eric,
Erica and my family be like, Tina, watch it, don't say certain stuff. But the truth is, people need to know this thing gets extreme. Mm-hmm. It gets horrible when devastation hits you. You lose your mind, you lose your way, and you want to do a bunch of crazy things. But I will tell you, there is hope in prayer, and there is hope in the Word of God, and it can change everything, anybody. It can shift what seems like can't be shifted. It can adjust, it can fix, and it can transform, because that's what I ran to, and that's what saved my life. So I encourage you, run to God. He'll hear you even though you're acting crazy. If you come to Him with your whole heart, He'll hear you, and He will help you.
I'm not fooling with y'all. I can't even.
We're sorry.
All right, so all of these things, the show, what we've seen over the season, really brings validity, I think, and efficacy, the reason for the efficacy of your ministry, and you're bringing it here in concert on Saturday, May 31st, to Winthrop University Burns Auditorium. Man, we're excited about it. Invite the people out for us.
Well, everybody, this is Tina and Erica, and we just want to encourage you to come lift up the name of Jesus with us. Ain't nothing better than God. Ain't no story greater. Ain't no music greater. Ain't no God that's greater. And we're going to lift Him up strong and hard. If you miss it, you're going to be toe up. Get your ticket and come out and praise God. It's the best thing happening in your town on the 31st. Be there at the Go Get It concert with the Marys, and let's all praise God together.
That's right.
Amen.
LeAndre Johnson, Joshua Rogers, and I'm going to be in the house as well as the Mary Go Get It concert. Log on to PrayCharlotte.com for more details. Thank you, ladies.
You are welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
I'll see you on the 31st. Bye-bye.